The third and the last of the Shalosh Hagadol, Kiyam Tov, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Yom Tovim are called Kedushas Zman, Kedusha Zman. Zman is time, time, Zman. We see the bracha by the Yom Tovim, Kadosh Yisrael Zman. Kaddish Yisrael, the Ben Shalem, it's in Kaddish, Kal Yisrael. And Yisrael, the Gemara says, Yisrael, and the Kachu, the Zman, the Zmanai. Kal Yisrael, brings the Kedusha, the Zman. The Zman is the creation. It's a creation which is called Zman. It's one of the most sort of highest subtle creation as we can't imagine, can't picture to ourselves something which is above Zman. So it might seem to us like Zman is something absolute, but really Zman, the creation which created Zman. The girl learns Baruch Yetzer Bereshis. Yetzer Bereshis, he created Bereshis, he created Zman. Bereshis bara, the bunch of created Bereshis. Bereshis means there's a beginning, there's an end. So in order to say there's a certain creation which is called the span of time. And since Yisrael are above all creations, so they're also above this creation of Zman. This particular ingredient of Klal Yisrael, Kedusha, that they could be Mekadosh Zman, very connected with the whole Kedusha of Klal Yisrael as a whole. See, the Kedusha is Zman, the Yom Tov, Zman, when we say Atav Chaton and Kalam, it's the whole structure of Klal Yisrael. Hashem chose us from all illness and the creation of Klal Yisrael, making Klal Yisrael very close connected to the Yom Tov, which is Kedushin Zazman. Yisrael are the ones that bring the Kedushin in the Zman. Zman is made up of three parts. Avar, Ahoyva, and Asid, the past, the present, and the future. Together they make up this creation of Zman. There's a past, and there's a present, and there's a future. And the Shem Avay, which is the Shem, essential Shem of the Ribbono Shel Olam, main name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is called the Shem Havayah, you know, it means Hoya, Hoiva, Ve'ir. He was in the past, he is in the present, and he will be in the future. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam created a certain situation. There's a situation with a certain Madrega, which is called the past. Past means, could mean anything. Past means before creation. Generally, past means, in creation, means before, when everything was good. When the adoration was created, and the reality came to Tov, and the mission saw that everything is Tov, everything is Tov Miyoid, everything is good. That's called the past. The past is symbolizes for the when the creation is in the state as it's created, the beginning. the matzah, the Madrega level of how it was when it was created, and Moshe created a perfect creation. It was Toiv, everything was Toiv, Toiv Yoy. It's one of the way to start perspective to look at past. How does the Hoiv? Hoiv has many Madregas, the good times, the bad times, there's a lot of very, very, very low times, better times. And generally, it's not a time of perfection. The world still needs a tikkun, needs to come to its right Madrega. The future means when it will come to the Madrega. Ma shahoya hi shayya, and even on higher Madrega, also. The world has to go through three stages. When things are good, then when the person with his free choice comes into the picture, and then he has free choice, there's the Yetzer Hara, there's the Yetzer Hara, there's the Tzadikim, there's the Sham, there's punishment, there's Schar, there's many things. And ultimately, the redemption will lead the world to a time when everything will fulfill its purpose, the reason why it was created will become fulfilled, the purpose of the creation will become fulfilled, and then it's going to be, again, good, eternally good, and, of course, a much higher Madrega than was before. So the Bershom is the Hoya Hoya Viyah, who leads the world, he guides the world through all the situations, through the Hoya and the Hoya and the Yiyah. Let's say we just had Rosh Hashanah, we had Malchus, Chaynus, and Shaifers. Three parts of the Shemanesra, three Tkiyas, Malchus, which the Melech, the Chaynus, means remember, Shaifers. The Shaifer, which is the Shaifer of Las Lava, the Shaifer of Gula, the announcement of the Gula, which will come to the Shaifer, to the Shaifer Godot. We had three Sforim. Neftachim Rosh Hashanah, three Sfarim are opened Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim, Beinonim, and Hashem. Tzadikim means someone who presently is Mamluch the Rebbeinu Shalom. He does his job, why he's created for. He's the Kabbalah Oyim Malach Shammai. Rosh means his king in the present. By him it's Hashem Melech, the Bosh is now the Melech, Hoivim. Bosh is the Melech now. There's Hashem Melech, there's Hashem Moloch, there's Hashem Yimloch. Hashem Abai, which is Hoivim here, has three stages. The Hoivim is Hashem Moloch, the Hoivim is Hashem Melech, and the Osad is Hashem Yimloch. The highest Madrega is the Tzadik. It's the highest Madrega, the Tzadik, by him, you could say Hashem Melech. That's why we begin with this Hashem Melech. We don't start with Hashem Melech. Hashem Melech is the highest degree. Hashem Melech. And Beinoni means that he's not a tzaddik. He's not so much Russia that he forgot his past. His past, he still remembers when he was a tzaddik, before he became a Beinoni, before the Averis, when he was Toiv, like the Rosh created him as Toiv. And that past still has an effect on him, still influences him. He remembers it, he remembers. So that's called the Beinim. So the Beinim could say, Hashem Moloch, the Bosh was once named my Melech. Before I became a Beinim, when I was still a Tzaddik, the Bosh was my Melech. I could grasp that past. I could remember that past. I could derive from this past his Oiris and Kedusha to make it, that should be a Shamalach. So that's the Sefer of the Beinonim, which is correspond to Zichronis. Zichronis means he remembers. He's a Beinonim, he remembers his past. A Rasha means that he He completely disconnected himself with his past. He cut himself off with his past. He forgot his past. He forgot the Madrega that he was before he became a Rosh. And when Elohim also saw the Yasha, which created a person, Yasha, straightforward, Yasha, Tzadik, Yasha, Toiv, Toiv Yoid, he disconnected himself from that, he forgot it. So there's a certain koyach on neshama to connect yourself with your future. Eventually, the Bersha will lead you in a way, in his secret ways, to make everything come back to cherish, like a seed in Israel last tshuva. The Bersha promised us when he wants to tshuva. But yidach m'manu nidach, every neshama will eventually, in this gilgul and a different gilgul, eventually the Bersha will bring everything back to its cherish. So that's called. He can't say Hashem Malach, he can't say Hashem Malach, but he could still say Hashem Yimlach. He could still say Hashem will eventually be my Malach, and I could have an Asiris, and a Kedusha, and an uplifting from my future. But that's Shoifers. Shoifers arouses and is Ma'ir and Shamas, which are even Rishon, and brings them back to the roots, to the shayrish. And it's the resemblance of the Shayfa Gadol, the Ka'a and Shayfa Gadol are the same. So three Sfarim are opened for Rosh Hashanah, three Kiddushas are opened up for us. Hashem Malach, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlach, Malchis, Zechroinis, and Shayfas. So corresponding to these three Madregas, we also have Shalosh Regalim, three Regalim. The regal of Pesach is the main idea of Pesach. It's the Mount Tisker, as Yom Tzeis Chomeretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimachayach. You should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. In other words, when you talk about Kiddushas as man, as man is a creation, so it has certain mishaps, it has certain, which is called tzimtzumim, hester, certain concealments, which comes along with this creation of Zman. As man needs a tikkun, Zman needs a tikkun. To tell you, as a certain remez in the sin, a certain insight in the sin that Zman needs a tikkun. You see, the Rishonim told us to measure Zman through the Yareach, through the moon. We need to count our Zman, our time, according to the Yareach. The first mitzvah of Klal Yisrael is a chodesh hazalachim, reish chadashim, mitzvah rishonish, and stav bo yisotah b'mikadosh the Yareach. And we say by Kiddush Levana, she'nasidim eschadosh kemoisa, bi'or avona karachama. There's an English Chazal speak about the idea of miyut ha'ireich. Ireich became less. Ireich should shine just like the sun. And there was an idea of miyut ha'ireich. I wouldn't go at length in the whole Indian, the side of miyut ha'ireich. But there's an Indian which is called Ireich becomes lessened, it becomes darkened. It's called a mara katan. It's no longer the mara gadol. It's no longer shnei maris ha'doylem. It's Amara Katan. So in other words, the Yireyach, which is the instrument which we measure the man, becomes, it's called Mara Katan, so it means that this man is also Mara Katan. That this man, which is counted through the Yireyach, is also needs a tikkun. It needs a tikkun. It needs a perfection. It needs a certain uplifting. So the first mitzvah of Klal Yisrael is to be mikadosh derech and say Or Avona Karacham. So it goes along with telling Klal Yisrael, it goes side by side. We're telling them you have to be misaken this man. You have to be misaken. If you have to be misaken the instrument by which you measure man, it means you also have to be misaken that creation which is called man. One of the tzimtzumim, which is called the hester, the concealment that Zman causes, is called shikha, forgetfulness. If something goes a span of time, it becomes slowly but surely forgotten. Time causes shikha, causes forgetfulness. You forget. And ruchnius, forgetting, doesn't only mean that if you forgot the fact. Ruchnius means, let's say, you were in a certain madrega in ruchnius, or you had a good davening, or you saw a big tzaddik. Even if you remember that you had a good davening, if you remember that tzaddik, but you don't live with it, you don't feel it, you forgot the feeling. You're not on that madrega. You're not in it. You're not with it. So it's called also forgotten. That's the main Indian of forgetting. You forgot the light, you don't live with it. And Zman causes forgetfulness. You have as Osiris, there was Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is the big light, which brought a big light, Gil Shchina, Meir Gadol Zeh Gil Shchina, Osiris Moifsim, Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. So the Rebbeinu Shlom instituted, along with the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, also empowered us with a koyach of the Mount Tizkar Zim Tzeitzchum Eretz Mitzrayim. You should always remember it. You should live with Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. You should always feel the light of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. That's the mitzvah of the Mount Tizkar Zim Tzeitzchum Eretz Mitzrayim. In other words, we know that B'chol Shana B'Shana, every year we make the Seder, Chayv Adam Liris Es Atzma Kilehu Yatzam and Mitzrayim. And that's the idea of all the Yom Tovim. When you say Kiddushis Azman of the Yom Tovim, it means that since the Zman becomes Kiddush, becomes holy, becomes Kiddush, so it means that the mishap of Zman, which is called forgetfulness, is taken away, is thrown aside. You could relive the past. You know, the past doesn't mean that the past is no longer exists. When the past no longer exists, that's only in the laws of time. Once you take away the law of time, so who says the past doesn't exist? The past exists now too. There's a connection, there's an achtus. The hoya, the hoiva, the year is all part of one achtus of achtus aber. Just as the bench was hoya, he is hoiva and he's year. Notice when he is hoiva, he's also hoya. And when he's hoya, he's also year. It's not three parts which are disconnected, it's one. The hoiva and the hoya and the year become together. So you could relive the past. So Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim comes along with Yom Tov HaPesach, which is Kiddushas Azman, which makes us relive the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Chai Vodam Liris Etzatz Mekinu Hu Yatzam Mitzrayim Lamal Tizker Yem Tzaytzmari. Relive Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. And all the mitzvahs of Pesach have that skulum, that koyach to give us, to make us relive the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. So in other words, Pesach is basically taking us out of the mishap of shikha and making us into zikara. Shavuos is in the middle, that's the hoiva, Hashem Melech. It's Torah, not the Torah. It has a deeper meaning to say of hoiva. So partially means Moshe gave us the Torah, and the Torah is what we live with, the hoiva. It's we live always with the Torah. It's not... When Shavuos is not the main idea of Shavuos is not remembering Matan Torah. You can make cold remembering Matan Torah, but remembering Matan Torah means learning Torah. Because when you learn Torah, you remember Matan Torah. Because when you learn Torah, you have a certain aura of Matan Torah. So that's something which is always, which is the present. There's a deep idea in that too, in the Hoivan. That's the thing that we said before, a tzaddik lives in the hoiva. When we look at Zman, that's the main concealment of Zman. That Zman, you don't see the hoiva b'chlal, you don't see a present in Zman. What's Zman? Zman is the transition from the past to the future, from the future to the past. Something was in the future, and now it becomes in the past. When is it? When is the hoyle? I see a future. The next second wasn't there, and then the next second, so it's already in the past. So when is the future? The future is a certain, we call it a point, a focal point, a nekuda, it's called in English, a nekuda, which is very, very hidden, very concealed. And the nekuda mamash, and that's the hoyle. And you have to be a big pnimi, you have to be a big someone who's very, very, has a higher sort of a sense, not a gashmistic sense. People than gashmis can only sense things that have a specialist, something which is a point, a focal point, a nucleus, can't be grasped by the physical senses. You have to have a neshama for that. So the neshama grasps something which is not, it's not teufis mochem, and it's not, you can't see it. That's the idea why Shavuos is only one day. And Isaiah said it's one day because it's like a second, a focal point. It's one. It's a rozadach. It doesn't have an expansion. It's not a, it doesn't expand in a week, in an expansion of Zaman. You have to be teufis to one. The Ike Matan Torah, you know, by Klal Yisrael, was the olive of Anoich Hashem Elokech. That olive included the whole Matan Torah. That olive is the Achdus Abayi, which was grasped by Klal Yisrael, which are Goy Echad Baretz. That's the idea of Shavuos. Shavuos is really, Matan Torah is like an injection of the olive of Anoich Hashem Elokech. That injection takes a second. And once it's injected, you have it. It's the focal point of Amunas Yisrael, of the Amun of Klal Yisrael, which is the olive of Anoichesh, and that's the Hoyle. Tzadik, who is a Pnimi, he could grasp this Hoyle. In other words, all people don't live a life because there's no present. The future is not there. The past is also not there. So where is their life? They don't grasp the real meaning of life. The real meaning of life is the Hoyle. And the hoyve, we don't see it. The hoyve is concealed. It's very hidden. And the tzaddik could say Hashem Melech. He understands this hoyve. So this is Shavuos. Sukkot, we know, is in Shra'ah Baruch HaKadosh. It's Zman Simchaseinu. Sukkot, as far as saying that Sukkot is Losh Soicha, looking, you look. Sukkot is Gematria Havaya and Adna. Of course, the Zohar says there's two types of Nevi'im. There's a Novi B'Spaklari Amir, a Novi B'Spaklari Sha'in Amir. A Novi B'Spaklari means that his Nevu'ah comes from the Shem Havaya. And he's called Choyza. The Zohar says Choyza is Gematria Havaya. And a Novi B'Spaklari Sha'in Amir means that his Nevu'ah comes from Adnus, the Shem Adnus, which is Gematri Chazoin, there's a Choyza, there's Chazoin, Chazoin is Gematri Adna, and that's the Sukkot includes both. It includes the Yom and the Laila. Sukkot Noyed B'Yom and the Laila. Sukkot is the Yom and the Laila. Sukkot is the Anane Kovay, which is let Klal Yisrael to go B'Yom and the Laila. As a Baklai Amir is called the Yom, as a Baklai Shein Amir is called the Laila. Shem Abai is the Yom, and Shem Adna is the Laila. In other words, Sukkot has to do with Ruach HaKodesh. Sheyav in Ruach HaKodesh, with Nevuah. What's a Navi? A Navi means that he sees the future. He could live with the future. Not only sees the future, he could live with the future. So looking at the future, so that's looking at the Osad, that's the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And Sukkot, all the Yom Tov, my Adam and Simcha, all are my Adam and Simcha, all have Simcha. But Sukkot is a special Simcha. It's called Zman Simcha Seinu, it's a special Simcha. And also the Sukkot is the Nanakovit. The Nanakovit, which is separates us from the Mitzvah. The Nanakovit was the Ananam, which separated Klal Yisrael from the rest of the world. They were surrounded with a non-covered, they were surrounded sort of with a forts or chayma, which is separated them from the Messiah. Now, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will want that Hashem should give them the Torah, and the Hashem is going to be tested with the Yantar of Sukkah, with the Mitzvah of Sukkah. We'll see how you makayim Sukkah. See how you makayim Sukkah. And there it's going to be verified that only Klal Yisrael knows how to really be kind to Torah. So let's explain a little more at length, because now we're preparing for Sukkahs. Sukkah means you look at the future, you look at it means many things. There's Nevi'im. There's Nevi'im. Navi. And Navi is a Madrega. He sees the future. He sees the future. You know what the Klal is? That the main of Nevi'im, but they Nevi'im. All of Klal is on Nevi'im. Those Navi, they will be Nevi'im. Even now, if they're not Nevi'im, they're B'nai Nevi'im. They have a certain intuition, a certain feeling for the future. Notice, what's the Nani Kavit? Nani Kavit led Klal Yisrael from one place to the next place. Every person is a Hoylach. No person stands in one place. Every person has to go. It goes from one level to the next level. How does he know how to go? How does he know where to go? Where should he go? Should he learn more? Should he maybe daven more? Should he do, I don't know, many things he could do. Of course, we're talking about going from a dragon to a dragon. He's going, yeah. Getting closer to Hashem, coming to a higher level, to a higher level. So he has to know how to do it, how to go, which direction to go. So we had a Nani Kavod in the Midbar, which led Klal Yisrael in the right direction. From one place to the next place, Alpi Hashem Yachnu, Alpi Hashem Yiso, they went Alpi Hashem. The Rebbein Shlom guided them on the derech to go from Madrega to Madrega. You have the Sukkis, which is Zeicher L'Nani Kavod, L'man Yedi Dor Yisaychem, the Pasuk explicit said L'man Yedi, not only L'man Tiskir, L'man Yedi, should know the Dor Yisaychem, should know, Ki Basukkis Yishavti Yisbnei Yisrael. It means that the Bunshin guides everyone who wants to be Yavid Hashem. Bunshin is Toi V'yosher Hashem Alkein Yoyrach Hatom Badarach, the Bunshin guides everyone on his derech to become close to Hashem. And this comes from a certain feeling, a certain intuition, a certain feeling, which a person could feel. A person has a certain urge, a true cheshek to, or this type of avodah to be oisik in Torah, a certain cheshek more to be oisik in tefillah, to be oisik in tzedakah, to be oisik in diktuka mitzvahs, to be oisik in midas tovahs. His heart, his cheshem, Amishpat lights up. He feels, has an intuition, a God feeling that this will make him closer to Hashem. So this nevuah becomes strengthened on Chag HaSukkos. So Chag HaSukkos is a zeichel l'Nani Kavod going to the Sukkah. So this is from here we derive we are empowered with our koyach. To have that the koyach on the vua, which is named Nevi'im, but named Nevi'im. Also, that the asid, people, when they're along the way, they could fall into despair, into yish, to atzvus, because they don't see their tachlis, they don't see that they're getting anywhere. You don't see to where they're leading. It seems to them that they're a failure. That the end is going to end with failure. The end of Klal Yisrael, the future of Klal Yisrael is a very happy future. And this is one of the big chalukim between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzvah, which we have to get strength from Chag HaSukkos. Know that the Mayadim, the Yom Tovim, we say at the beginning, that the Hoivim, that the Asim, the life of a person also, he has a beginning, His beginning is called like Pesach. His Aviv. When it starts to grow, starts to his Aviv. It starts to blossom. His years of blossoming. His young years. When it starts to blossom, everything seems rosy. Smach Borcha B'yal Tusecha. And people, the young people, have a tendency to be more happy than the old people. They're young, they have so many problems. No, everything is good. Because they're closer to the Madrega than how he was created. He was created, everything was blossoming. It was good. It was the beginning of creation, everything was good. Then he goes along life and, you know, comes, he's not the normal Bachar, he has problems, and his Koiches Aguf, his Guf becomes weaker, his functions of his Guf are not as strong, as vital as they were in the young years. So, he's not so much, his Taivas are not so strong that they were, and he has problems, that's his Hoyt. Comes with older years and starts withering away. It's Noma the Aviv. The middle is the Katzer. That's the Katzer. He's ripe, but he's not. He stopped his blossoming. He's in the middle years. And the Sukkis is the autumn. The trees start withering away. It's fall. Everything starts dying. Starts losing its whole life. Everything starts. It's ready. It's ready to Misa. It's close to Misa. So really, that's by the Oyla Magashmi, that's sort of in a certain way, not such a happy time. The Koiches Aguf are not so strong, he doesn't really have the real life that he had in his young years. And that's the Chilek, the Klal Yisrael. You know that Zikna is a big Madrega in Klal Yisrael. The older years, Zman Sim Chaseinu is Sukkis. Zman Sim Chaseinu is not Aviv. Zman Sim Chaseinu is Sukkis. Zman Sim Chaseinu means that you're closer to Olam Haba. If you're a neshama, if you live chai in neshama, when you get older, you're more neshamadik. Your koiches are good, are weaker, but your koiches on neshama are much stronger. Hashem Berech HaSavron Bakoyel, the first time it says Zikna in the Torah, it says by Avram Zokin, for Zikna. And Hashem Berech as Avram Bakoil, Chazal says, Shetimoim Ein Oilam Abba, gave him Ein Oilam Abba. That's the Madrega of Zikna by everyone who's a tzaddik, who lives a life of Torah, life of Ruchnis. A person, what does a person do in the older years? In the young years, a person could work more with his good. He could be up nights, days and nights, learn Torah, toil, Torah. Yeah, work a lot, work with his goof to Torah mitzvahs. What does he do in the older years? The older years is a time of Me'ein Olam Haba, of the Madregis. Not so much the high Masoisam, but the Macha Lekavashah. You know, by Tzadikim, the Ikiz man of the Madregis was in the Yimei HaZikna. Yemei Zikna, that was the time that they had the biggest madrigas. When they get older, it's like the Melech says, the tzaddik shei shaman yavod, 60 years he has to work, shvius, when it comes in the 70 years, yeitzei lachav shechinam, then he has the madrigas, not so much work. So it's them, ein oilam haba. He's a nitzchi. It doesn't end with misa. It ends with chai nitzchi. What's the end? But tischat le'yem achra. You're happy. The end brings you simcha. The end doesn't bring you atzus. It brings you simcha. In other words, you become one neshama. You leave the chai aguf and you enter the chai neshama. When you're in the zikna, you live more chai neshama than you did in all the years of your life. You're more disconnected to your goof. You're more closer to the neshama. You're more neshama without a goof. Your goof is not so strong, but when you have all your tithes and all your enjoyment becomes all neshama. So that's Zman Sim Chaseinu. And that's called Sha'am and Ruach HaKodesh. You have Madrigas. Sha'am, you have Ruach HaKodesh, you have Madrigas. That's why Eina, the Ruach is Sharim Techsimcha. The Ruach comes all Techsimcha. It's a Navi. A Navi sees the future. We have a very, very happy future. So a Navi can't enter the future Rama. He can't enter the world of future if he's not Besimcha. If he's not Besimcha, he doesn't have the tools how to enter the future. Because in the future, everything is Besimcha. Everything is Besimcha. In other words, if future brings you Simcha, and if you're attached to Atzvos, you can't enter the future. It's a contradiction. So a Navi has to be Simcha. Navi is Simcha. And since Sukkot is a Yom Tov of future, a Yom Tov of Anani Kavod, you see the future, you have the intuition of, to go into your future. It takes you out of all the when the Yetzirah wants to bring you disappointment, and the spirit wants, in other words, he wants to conceal your future. He wants to put a mechitza, wants to put a wall, a black wall against your future. Don't believe him. Don't go rise above him and see your real future. The real future is not misa. The real future is not disappointment. You were created for success. And that's Chag HaOsef, Tekufas HaShana. So it's firm touch. Tekufas HaShana, the strength for Holy Year. Chag HaOsef, you gather strength for Holy Year. Because despair makes you weak. Atzvos makes you weak. You lose your strength. You lose your mood. You lose your urge to rise. So Chag, this Chag is a Chag, an Osir, which makes you gather Tekufas HaShana, strength for a whole year, because it instills in us the Amunah, the feeling that we have. There is a Tikva, there is a hope. For La Malshinam Alti Yisikva, the Malshinam don't have a Tikva, but we have a Tikva. We have a hope. Sikva Toiv LeDor Shechel, Sik. We have a Tikva Toiv LeDor Shechel. Pischa Pelam Yachem. So this is the main idea of Sukkot. This is part of the Kedushas Azman of Sukkot, which is the difference in Mitzvayim. Well, all Sukkot is a preparation for Shmini Atzeres. Sukkot prepares us for Shmini Atzeres. In other words, there's the Parei Chag, which we make on Sukkot, which are the Ayin Parah, the seventh Parah, to be Mechaper of the Mitzvayim. And that's Poich as well, it gets less and less. And there's the Tzayin, which is gives for Klal Yisrael, and they're studied, they're always the same, 14 Tzayin every day. And we come to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, there's no Ayin Parah. The Parah ended on Sukkot. Seven stands for Olam Hazeh. 7 days, the world was created in 7 days. Eight, and that was always Olam Haba. Because after 7,000 years, after Shit Al Fashon, 6,000 Chat Charev, Warm Scharev, Yom Shikula Shabbos, and then is Olam Haba. The eighth, Olam Hashmini is Olam Haba. The 8,000 is Olam Haba. That's why Haba is Gematri 8, Olam Haba, the world of 8. You know, the morale always has flood, everything has to do with a certain aura of Olam Haba, a certain light of Olam is 8. Yeh Meshmini v'holor, Yeh Rotze Karbos, Yeh Meshmini, Milos Meshmini. So Shmini Atzeres. Atzeres means eternal. It says it remains. It's always. It's Nitzch. This world is a deer's array. It's a temporary dwelling. Sukkot is a deer's array. Seven is a deer's array. We come to Shmini Atzeres, we go to the Ba'ayis. Ba'ayis is Diras Kva. Diras Kva. It's the cruise to Diras. And really, the idea of Sukkot is to prepare us to live a Diras Kva also in this world too. So, Machloik is Sukkot Diras Ara, Sukkot is Diras Kva. In other words, Sukkot is a Diras Ara. It's a temporary dwelling. It could rain into the Sukkot. It's temporary. The Torah tells you to make it for Diras Kva. In other words, make it part of, or make this world, which is the Diras Ara, make it as a preparation for the Diras Kva. Live Chai Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh. Prepare yourself for Shmini Atzeres. In this world, when it's not eternal, when it's not steady, it's not always, it's not forever, so it becomes monotonous. You know, after a while, you get used to this thing. Everything which has to do with Olam Hazeh dies. The trees start blossoming. They die, eventually they die. It comes to an end. Every good thing, you know, there's a saying in English, every good thing comes to an end. That's a saying of Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh ends with Misa. You know, you get used to everything. It's also part of the Inyan of Zman. No, you get used to that. No more excited. It's not excited because it's you get used. It's Zman. It's good. You get used to everything. It's not at the beginning. The beginning is the beginning, but you're far from the beginning. You go away from the beginning. It's Zman. So it's not no more new thing. It's nothing new. Enkel Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. Nothing new Tachas HaShemesh. You get used to it. So the Parei Chag become less and less. The first Akrabi enters Sukkot, a lot of power. Second day it's not too much excited, so you don't pick such a big car. It's enough. 12 is enough. And then you're gonna get less and less. You know you're gonna finish. It's gonna get finished because it's not connected to Shmini Atzeres. It's not Shmini. It's not. It's Sukkot. It's 7 without 8. Our Sukkot is connected to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the Shmini, Oil Mishmini. That's why our Karbonos are steady. They're steady. The Kibbuah V'Kayim. They're steady. They're part of Oil Mabo, which is never ends. Never ending. It's never ending. It's not monotonous. It can't be. You know. When is going to end? It's always by the beginning. It's higher than this month. It's always by the beginning. So that's Shmini Atzeres. Let me decide this Indian that also love it, the worship is going to be the Nasa, the Musa'ilim is going to test them with the Mitzvah of Sukkot. Olam Hazeh, everything is relative. The Mitzvah of Mashiach is not Olam Haba, it's still at the time. This Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Mashiach too. The Mechlek is the ones that are going to have Tchis HaMeisim. They have mitzvahs too. People that will live with Moshe Mashiach will have mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is not bottom. Machlokes Gemara, the ones that went through Misa, the Meisim Chavshi, Kim Shemeisim, Nasa Chavshi, and the mitzvahs, if they will have Tchis HaMeisim, if they'll have mitzvahs then. Machlokes. But basically, it's still a time of mitzvahs, but of course on a higher level, much higher level. It's almost like Kibbutz Schar, very, very similar to Schar. The Yetzer wouldn't be a Yetzer like we have now. It's going to be a different Madrega. Eilim Mamcheshet, it's going to be Madregas. That's the Mesa Mashiach. I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you that when they come with an argument, we should give them mitzvahs. The Mashiach is going to give them mitzvahs. It's okay. And they're going to be Avtzar, the Mashiach is going to make it very hot, take out the sun from its narrative, from its case, sort of, from its concealment. It's going to be very hot, and they're going to leave the Sukkot like, say, you know, they're going to leave it like they're going to leave it with Simcha. We're Potter. And ask the priest, you have to say, no, you're Potter. How many people that, when they're potter or something, they're very glad. Some people are very grown, they can't go to shul. Very good. I'm afraid they're going to continue with that after the corona too. It's a very convenient Rosh Hashanah, if you could end the davening by 11 o'clock. It's very convenient. You're potter. So they're gonna go out of the sukkah, feeling okay. Us. Going out to Sukkot is a tragedy. Going out to Sukkot, see them sit in the Sukkot even once you're in the kangaroo. Sukkot, can't leave the Sukkot. It's like this. The Bereshit told us there's a mitzvah of Simcha. Zman Simcha Seinu. Sukkot is Zman Simcha Seinu. The Gemara says, Adayin L'Samcha Kodesh Baruch Balomai. The Bereshit wasn't yet happy in the world. L'Asad Lova Yichavoyed Hashem L'Yoylam. When the Chvoid Hashem is going to be forever, eternal, then is Yismach Hashem Lamas, but dying the Samach Kodesh Baruch Hu Olam. If the Baruch Hashem tells us the mitzvah of Simcha, that means we connect ourselves to the future. We go into the Anane Kavod. Anane Kavod is Yichi Chavod Hashem Le'olam. That's the Anane which bring us this Kavod Hashem, which will be lost love. Yichi Chavod Hashem Le'olam. And then is Yismach Hashem B'Maaseh. We go into the Sukkah, we go into the Anane Kavod, and the Yichi Chavod Hashem Le'olam, and we have the Sukkah of lost love. People have a lot of problems. A lot of problems in the world. There are a lot of reasons. I don't say the real reasons, but apparently there are reasons that give at least a good excuse to be sorrowful, not to be happy. People have a lot of problems. People have problems of panosim. People have problems of sorrow, of many sorrows. And Klal Yisrael forgets about all the sorrows. They go into the sukkah. And they go in the world of Osad Lover, and it's a real world. It's not an imaginary world. It's not a denial. It's not you deny the your situation. No, you feel the real that you're now living in the real world. This world is not the real world. The Atzus is not real. The sorrow is not real. We're coming into the Amazon world, Oyam Amaz, which this is the Amazon world, the world of lost lover, which will become this Gala lost lover, and the Klaus has the ability to do so, to lift themselves above the present and go to the future, because they're above Zman. They're higher than Zman, so they could lift themselves above the future, above the present, and go into the future, into the Simcha of lost lover, Yismach Hashem B'Maaseh. So the Rebbe Gan told them, so no, you see, now is not a real Zman of doing Avodas Hashem. It's now Yemos HaMashiach. Can't really be Avodas Hashem Yemos HaMashiach when everything is so good, when everything is there's no really Yitzhahara, there's no real Messiahs. So I'll do it with you just like I did with Klal Yisrael, but I'll go on the opposite way. I'll take you into a Sukkah, which is not going to bring you into the future, it's going to bring you into the past. You want the Torah. Now's the time we can't have the Torah. You have to be avoided. So I'll give you the avoided. You want to be like Klaus, so be the Malam Nazman. Be higher than Zman. Be higher than Zman. Now's the world of no avoided. It's too late to do avoided. So I'll bring you back into the avoided. I once had a dream. Since I met Musavar, it's not so much Shachs from the city. I once had a dream that I'm going to Rebbe Shammai after my day lesson. I'm soon going to enter the Rebbe Shammai. They judge me. So I told him, I said, well, I'm going to Rebbe Shammai. So I have to prepare myself, I have to do something. So then I asked myself in the dream, it's too late. I can't do anything. We're always used to, whatever happens, still do it, you know, chazir, chur. So I said, I'll do it. No, I can't. So I said, I can't do anything. So in the middle of the fear and the dream, it's a true dream, I felt I would give everything that I have. If I would be the millionaire, I would give all of my treasures, all my nechas, all my, everything. It should let me down back to this world only for one day. I'll turn over the world that day. I'll do everything. One day, I can't imagine the feeling of an neshama that when he can't do anything. And the feeling was so strong that I woke up. Still there. Still could do something. So I thought afterwards that I'll be the biggest tzaddik. It's insane. We have this world. If Hashem would 1 second even margish how it feels when it's too late, and the person gives us that chance to come back, then it will almost turn over the world, becoming a tzaddik. Well, it's a big treasure to be able to do something, to be able to be sakin. The best time of the neshama is the years that we're in this world. Neshama has a long history, and still it's going to have a long future. And it's always going to yearn, and mamash, look the biggest yearning. My finest hours were in this world. This was my this when I'm coming in this world. this Doris, this Yovelis that I can't be coming with all the Anshim, with all the Tikkunim of Rishamas, nothing compares to Tshuva in this world. Yofa, Shah Achas, the Tshuva Ma'asim Toivim, Ba'olim Azeh, Mikol Chai, Ba'olim Abba. That's a very strong statement. A Shah of Tshuva Ma'asim Toivim. So, Agav, I'm speaking already, so I'll tell you a story. The Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was once Tolly Trop. It was Shiva Radman, Shiva of the Chofetz Chaim, and he was sick. So the Rosh Hashivas, the leader came together and said, what could you do to bring the refuah for the Rosh Hashiva? The Chofetz Chaim was also there. So they decided everyone's going to give part of his years, of his life, donate for the Rosh Hashiva. So one got up, I give a month of my life for the Rosh Hashiva. The other said, that month is very little. I'm giving a whole year of my life for the Rosh Hashiva. And the Chofetz Chaim was silent, didn't say anything. So the Eschus said, what does the Rosh Hashiva, the Chofetz Chaim give? He started thinking, maybe I could give a split second. It's too precious. I can't give away my life. It's like you tell a person to give all he means, everything for us. It's too precious. Once a Mashgiach told me he wanted to make one of his Talmidim do tshuva, so he asked me if it's right that he should tell this Talmud that if he starts learning, he starts being a Lechit, I'll give him half of his Olam Haba, if it's right. So I told him, before you give half of him, first, I think it could work better to give him your house. You're going to live in a shack. Someone said, give me a house. No, your house you wouldn't give him. you're very donateful. Olam Haba, you can donate Olam Haba. Yeah. Chofetz Chaim wanted to teach the people what life means, what a second means. I'm going to say, what are you giving? You're giving your life. You know what you're giving. You know what a life, what precious life means. Let's get back to the end. So the Mashiach is going to tell them, no, I'll bring you back to El Mazah. To El Mazah. So to make it, so just like our sukkah takes us out from El Mazah to El Mabah. So I'll give a retroactive sukkah. Bring you back. In the world of the Kabbalah Scharam, every tzar, you can't be tzar, no tzar. It's a world of the Kabbalah Scharam. It's a world where everything is very easy. Every hardship, it's not a world of hardship. So the virtue is going to give them a hardship. In a world of hardship, you can't take hardship. So they're going to be void b'sukasam. So you see that you're not above zman. You're not higher than klalisos. Is lemaylem zman, and you're in zman. In a world of lekal b'scharim, you can't take any hardship. So we are above zman. We have to enter the sukkah, go into the world of future, go to the last level, and believe that every yochid and klalisos, the future of oyr and simcha, the oyr and simcha. Simcha's Beis Hasheva, Simcha Basham, Hashem Tishal Nafshi, Am, which is Kuloi, Toy, Simcha, and Oyer, and so on, Zaychat, Oyer, Shabbat, Mashiach, very well known. Thank you.